Johnny Cash, and that one right there. A little bit of June Carter as well with Johnny. They were together for quite some time. She of course passed away before he did, and I think he missed her a lot. That's why he had to leave us. He really didn't leave. He just kind of moved above us, if you will. He's kind of hanging out with us still, I think. I know I can feel him on the Red Mercury at times, and he just missed old June so bad he had to go hang out with her. So, Johnny, if you're up there and you're hearing us, I hope you're hearing us. That's 9 plus. Let's go ahead and get back to some Man in Black here on the Red Mercury. We've got the bow tore apart. We've got, not much wind at all tonight. Pretty much clear skies. And we're going to go ahead and get back to some Johnny Cash. This one kind of mixes it up a bit. This is a live song here, and I'm pretty partial to this one. This was originally released in 1969 by Sony Music, and I don't know if they were around then, Sony, but I'm going to believe we've got a fantastic basis for this song, and I kind of like this song. It's kind of cool. I can somewhat relate to it. Not that my name is any relation to this one and the song, but growing up, kind of fun, kind of cool, interesting thing, and I'm sure we've all had some pretty cool experiences. Maybe you've got something that you'll come up with, you'll remember doing this song. If so, post it on the forum. Send me an email, redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Let's go ahead and get back to some Man in Black from Jim Cash.
Guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run in here, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and made me food. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. Me and I have to fight my whole life through. Some gal was giggling, and I didn't read it, and some guy's laughing, and I was busting his head, I tell you. Life ain't easy. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My face got hard, my whip got keen. I roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd sweep the rope and thump the bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Captainburg in Misty Line. I took this down and my throat was dry. Had an old balloon on a breed of mud. There at a table, England stud. My security maid's dog was named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn out picture that my mother had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and dense and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Slim. How do you do? Between the eyes, and he was down, but to my surprise, he come up with a mask and cut off a piece of my ear. Well, I pushed with a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought such a man, but I really can't remember where. He kicked like a mule and he hurt like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss. He went for his gun and I pulled my spur and he stood there looking at me. And I saw his smile. He said, "Burn. This world is rough. If a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helps to make you strong. time ago, called him a boy, he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line.
The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry. Cause I always wanted me one that was long and flat. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox and in my hand.
Now, getting calls meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000.
I'd take one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause we'll have the only one there is around.
Lunchbox was
built
for my friend. I left that day with a lunchbox for
you. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years.
The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a truck. Then I got me a transmission and all the crumbs. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shots,
but the big stuff is just out my buddy's mobile.
Now, up to now, the plan went all right, so we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when the motor was definitely. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. We filled it out so the engine was dead, and with a little bit of help from an 8 out kit, we had that engine running just like a song.
Now the headlights, there was another side.
We had two on the mount and one on the right. But when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on.
The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail there.
About that time, my wife walked out. I could see in her eyes that she had a doubt. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove up town just to get the bag, and I headed the right old down main drive. I could hear everybody laughing from block to left. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh. I tightened it up and took the whole staff. And when they got through the title, we had 60 pounds. I got it for one piece at a time. Didn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around that style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'm not the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth and the Michael Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and make a story on the sausages we'll see in
there, Red Rider. You might say he ran up to the factory and picked it up. He was there waiting. Well, what model is it?
Really? 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 67, 58, 59, automobile. 56, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Red Mercury Lab.
We're coming at you live tonight from the high team.
Just got an email from Bender. Bender is requesting Ring of Fire.
Well, it was actually the first song we played tonight, but you know.
Well, I don't know if it's unprecedented to play the same song twice in life.
you up that ring of fire. Let's hear that one more time, and then I think we're going to switch it up just a little bit.
We just went through a set of Johnny Cash. We're going to play one more, A Ring of Fire, for Bender out there. In the great, great state of Arizona. Bender, this one's for you.
I'm going to head back up to the bow and make sure everything's going all right. And,
well, when I come back, we're going to change it up a bit. So here is Johnny Cash.
This was originally released in 1963. Let's sit around for a minute. It's a pretty good song. Definitely has some passion in it, and I like that in song. So let's go ahead and cue that up. Red Mercury Lab.
And you're feeling good about stuff too. Hopefully things are going good for you. And well, if you want to reach out and touch someone, you can touch the Red Mercury.
You can reach us on the forum group.
You can also reach us at the email address, redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Just a little tidbit, we do send out EQSL from time to time.
I think we've got about a
95%. Send great on our EQSL. Sometimes they get a little lost in the spam folder, but
I try to weed through it as much as I can
with all the contracts and
stuff that we have going on here. It's kind of tough sometimes to do those, but I think we've got about a 95% EQSL.
So if you'd like an EQSL, send us an email.
And
give us just a real quick report, give us a little hello, something like that, and we'll send you an EQSL. We'll be working on them here in the next couple days or so.
I'm going to get back up toward the front part of the boat, the bow, if you will.
We're doing some work here on the Red Mercury. We worked earlier, but it seems like, we're always doing something.
The day we stop doing something is probably going to be the day we die, so
we're working on the bow tonight, and if you're just joining us, we are changing it up here a bit. We're going to keep it kind of slow, kind of mellow, kind of 60s, if you will, but this band you're going to hear, they kind of ruffled some feathers back in their time. They were pretty much ahead of their time from what I've heard, and gonna miss them as well.
Kind of a tribute to them tonight too.
Just kind of sit back, throw your feet up, and relax.
Let's go ahead and change it up. Red Mercury last.